matter, darling? Figgy mia, putterara, mamma ne pensaccia tu. Se te non ne abisci a olo, i te viene sempre pa' calare dal manerene. Se ci picchia avanti, se è pa' calare, figgy mia.
Salenti, and it's Trends This Week. Thank you for tuning in. And again, if you want to call in, it's 888-874-4888, 888-874-4888. And if you want to call up about the Trends Journal, become a subscriber to History Before It Happens, you could call 845-331-3500. A lot going on. Very critical times right now. War drums are beating louder. The propaganda being spread by the mainstream media, it's propaganda 101. Remember when the Russians and Syrians were trying to get ISIS out of Aleppo? And people were getting killed and they called it war crimes. Front page. The New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, Financial Times, today. You have photographs of little Syrian children. Dozens killed in alleged gas attack in Syria. Child receives treatment after an alleged chemical attack. Alleged. Same photo in the New York Times, but twice as big. A child received treatment on Tuesday after chemical bombing in an insurgent-held town in northern Syria. Chemical attack on Syrian ignites world's outrage. Ignites world's outrage. Syrian regime accused of using chemical weapons on attack. Man carries a child's body on Tuesday after what doctors, rescue workers, and residents describe as a gas attack on opposition-held town in Syria. The raid sparked international condemnation while the Syrian army denied using chemicals. You know, don't use chemicals, man. Use bombs like the United States. What's the matter with you guys? You're so old-fashioned using these old chemicals. When you have all these precision-guided bombs and the United States kills 230 people in Mosul 2 weeks ago, and you could hardly find the story in the propaganda press of the USSA and the rest of the Western world's slimy little low-life prostitutes. Hey, Salenti, calm down. Don't get angry. The United States has every right to murder whoever they want to murder for any reason they can make up. Where you been? What'd you forget, George Bush? That kills over 1 million people in Iraq? And murderer Obama, who when people wanted to bring Bush and Cheney and all the others into question of why they led us into this war based on lies, he said, let's let the past be the past. Let's not bring it up no more as he goes on to murder people. Obama murdering over 4,000 innocent people with drone strikes. Find that in the New York slime newspapers. But allegedly blaming Syria, That's world outrage. Hey, how about those Saudis that are slaughtering people over there in Yemen? And Obama gave them more bombs away than any other president to go do it. And we're part of that. And now Trump is ratcheted up. They're only Yemeni civilians and our allies. Our allies, the beheaders in chief, the Saudis, are doing it. They're okay. Yeah, just like Trump brought in that guy al-Sisi, who overthrew the government of Egypt. Don't like their Muslim brotherhoods. And he's our great friend. Ah, oh, he had only killed a couple of thousand people over there with that overthrow of the government. They only have about 60,000 people in jail that they jailed. They're our allies. They're taking us to war. And Trump is trumpeting it up. The facts are there in front of us. Again, what did they say when Mosul was bombs away? Hardly a peep. Hardly a peep. Hardly a peep, hardly a peep. Yep. Nothing. Couldn't find it. Oh, and then have some BS story. Stupid story. Buried in the papers. You know, the United States looks upon this as serious, and we're going to look into it. But they roll out the red carpet for the Butcher of Cairo, didn't they, huh? al-Sisi. Yep. This is the way the New York Times, these little lowlives, Peter Baker wrote this story. U.S. will shift Egypt's rights records to sidelines. Yep. Listen to this. The White House signaled that it would no longer allow human rights issues to become a public point of conflict with Egypt. Another striking shift away from years of American foreign policy by presidents of both parties. What a bunch of crap. Shift. There's no shift. Obama gave them military aid, even though we're not supposed to. When there's a government that's overthrown by a coup. Listen to this crap that this Peter Baker. Baking crap. Together, taken together, the moves reinforce the message that Mr. Trump plans to make security cooperation the cornerstone of his approach to the region without human rights becoming an obstacle. Unlike President George W. Bush, who also emphasized the development of democracy. Can you imagine this? Bush emphasized the development of democracy? Or Mr. Obama, who pressed autocratic states to ease repression. Ah, yeah, he pressed them to ease that repression. Yeah, by giving them more money to murder people. Mr. Sisi ousted Mr. Morsi, of course, that's the former head president, and followed Mubarak. After Mr. Sisi ousted Mr. Obama, are you ready for this? Refused to call it a military coup. Hey, if arrogant Obama doesn't call it a military coup, why should anyone? And here's the punchline. but he changed some financing rules and declined to invite Mr. Sisi to the White House. Hey, that's really tough, isn't it? Whoa, Maron, to me. Yep. Isn't this something? Propaganda. Propaganda. Oh, the State Department, by the way, they had a report out on Egypt. And they criticized this Sisi's government for suppression of civil liberties and denial of due process. It cited disappearance of dissidents, harsh prison conditions, torture, arbitrary arrests, killings, harassments of civil society groups, and curbs on academic freedom, religious liberty, and independent media. Well, that's right up with Trump. He wants to do more torture. I could torture better than you can. When you look at this guy, it's torture. Jesus. What hypocrisy. They're taking us to war. When all else fails, they take you to war. Look at this government that he has. Filled with millionaires, multimillionaires, I should say. Multimillionaires and military. That's the government. That's the government of the United States of America. The militarized state where democracy is dead. Could you, what they're doing here, what they're doing here is a disgrace with these wars. And what the media is doing to promote the hatred of Syria, it's been going on since Obama. And Hillary Clinton. Assad has to go. And again, you can see exactly what they're doing when they have these propaganda pieces, headline news. Headline news. Right in front of you. Chemical attack on Syrian ignites world's outrage. Trump speaks out in muted tones. Dozens are poisoned after airstrike in rebel-held town. But murder in Mosul, hey, it's okay, it's okay. It's only us, the exceptionals. Yep. CNN, the Cartoon News Network, at its website, beyond description, children among the victims of a suspected chemical attack in Syria that killed dozens, group says. Yep, beyond description. Hey, you little slime balls, how come you couldn't describe what the United States is doing in Mosul? How about that mass murder of morons? Be polite, Mr. Salenti. Don't raise your voice. Pick up your cup of tea and put your pinky in the air and be civilized as we murder people for humanitarian reasons. They're sending us to war. When all else fails, they take you to war. And the war drums are beating louder. Yep. They're beating louder. It's not only in the United States that's beating them. It's going on everywhere. Watch what's going on in Turkey. One after another. They're talking about ramping it back up over there as well in Syria. Trump eases rules in Somalia that protect civilians in strikes. President Trump has relaxed some of the rules for preventing civilian casualties when the American military carries out counterterrorism strikes in Somalia. Isn't that nice, huh? There, as they escalate the campaign against ISIS in the Horn of Africa. Hey, they don't get them over there. Pretty soon they'll be in Peoria, Illinois. Yep. You could ease the rules. We don't. It's okay if you kill civilians without declaring war, because it's a humanitarian mission, and we've got to protect ourselves. U.S. General warns of more civilian casualties to come in Mosul invasion. This is this guy, boy. Every time he opens his mouth, boy, you want to build a bunker. This Joseph Votel. General, excuse me. General, hello, sir. Yes, sir. Hello, sir. Yes, sir. Like their medals, man. Whew. How can you walk around with all that weight on your chest? Yep. This is from antiwar.com. The Pentagon is rather quickly transitioning its narrative on a large number of civilian U.S. airstrikes have killed in Mosul this month, with blanket denials giving way to concessions that it was probable the U.S. was responsible. Official comments from top generals, including General Joseph Votel, appear to have moved totally beyond the question of the large number already killed and are refocusing their comments today on the many civilians the U.S. will kill in the days to come, with Votel insisting, quote, the U.S. will try to avoid endangering civilians with more airstrikes, but is becoming, quote, more and more difficult during fighting in densely populated Mosul. Officials are saying that the soaring death toll was, quote, to be expected. Isn't that nice, huh? Hey, New York Slimers, how come you don't report that? Well, of course, we know why. Because you're the toilet paper of record. And that's the way we do things. So, the war drums are heating up, beating louder, and it's very important with Trump's popularity rating, according to Gallup, at an all record-breaking low for a president in term at this time. And listen to the language. Again, U.S. concedes. You ready? This is the disgusting, arrogant New York Times. And this is by Michael Gordon. Didn't make it. It's on the front page, but didn't quite make a headline. It's below, almost above the fold. One column. U.S. concedes it played a role in Iraqi deaths. This was March 29th. Concedes. The senior United States commander in Iraq said on Tuesday that the American airstrike most likely led to the collapse of a building in Mosul that killed scores of civilians. But the commander, Lieutenant General Jay Townsend, indicated that an investigation would also examine whether the attack might have set off a larger blast from explosives set by the militants inside the building or nearby. Isn't that great, huh? They always make up an excuse. I know, they was using human shields. Murder in the first degree. But chemical attacks on Syrian ignites world outrage. How World War I, these old chemicals they're using. Come on, guys, get up to speed. Get some of them cluster bombs the United States sells to Saudi Arabia to slaughter people. Hey, how about that napalm American used in destroying Vietnam. Oh, you didn't like that Agent Orange? Hey, one of these brilliant generals with all that material, all those medals on his chest came up with this great idea.
I got a great idea. What we're going to do is we're going to use this Agent Orange and we'll defoliate the whole place so they can't hide anywhere and we can bomb them out in the open.
Hey, great idea. Great idea. Let's do it. That will only slaughter about 3 or 4 million people over in Vietnam and poison the joint and destroy millions of other people that are born after that. Ah, great idea. We're the military. We haven't won a war since World War II, but boy, do we have a lot of arrogance. Hey, where are all you women marches? Huh? How come you're not talking about this? I know, you're stuck in them transgender bathrooms, huh? Oh, yeah. How about human rights? Could you get past women's rights? Where's the protests? And I say this because we reached out to all these groups when we launched OccupyPeace.us and got no support at all. Where are the protests going on now with the United States ramping up its war machine? Where are the protests with Trump giving the military more rights to make decisions going past the White House? Ah, but if only a woman was in charge. Yeah, like our new U.S. ambassador. Again, I'm doing this because I'm sick and tired of people playing the gender card, the race card, and the creed card. Great and disgusting comes in all races, creeds, and colors, and genders. So I'm tired of one saying the other one's better or the other one's worse. So look at this moron of a woman that is now the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Nikki Haley, hailing crap and dishing it out. UN ambassador's comments come amid shaky diplomacy between countries. Washington. This is out of the Wall Street Journal. President Donald Trump's ambassador to the United Nations said she is continually, quote, you ready for this? You ready for this? Beating up on Russia. Oh, yeah. Boy, she must be a tough one beating them up, huh? What language? What language? Beating up on Russia. Ah, but wait. Women wouldn't talk like that. Must be a misprint. No, it's not, because talking about Assad, quote, well, that's the president of Syria, the United States doesn't want in there. She goes, so Assad is always a priority. That is not an issue. He is a war criminal. Unlike the United States, a war criminal that's invaded other countries without declaring war. This guy, like him or not, is the head of his country, but he's a war criminal. Yeah, because he invaded Iraq. No, that was the United States. No, he invaded Afghanistan. That was the United States, too. No, he invaded Yemen. No, that's the Saudis and the United States. No, he overthrew Gaddafi. No, that was America. But Assad's a war criminal. She goes on. Assad's not going away, but we're not going to stop beating up on him. How could a woman talk about beating up? Stop with the gender stuff, stop with the creed stuff, and stop with the race stuff. Beating up on? This is our ambassador. Our ambassador to the United States. And she's beating up on Russia over its actions in the Ukraine. Oh, yeah. Like overthrowing the democratically elected government of Yanukovych. Oh, wait a minute. That was the United States. Well, we had to because Ukraine, I think that borders Illinois. But no, I think it's Florida. Yeah, Ukraine's right next to Florida. Oh, Ukraine was part of Russia forever, wasn't it? Until Khrushchev gave it back. Now, that's only a little detail. And of course, Russia didn't interfere in Ukraine like the United States did. People don't know the story. We wrote about it in detail in the Trends Journal as it was happening. It happened during the Sochi Olympics. Yeah, you remember the Olympics. We don't want to go there because they got them toothpaste bombers on them planes. And there's going to be a terrorist strike there. And if you do get there, you're not going to want to stay there because if you drink the water, it's all yellow. And you know where it got yellow from, right? Yeah. And all those killing them stray dogs. Yeah, you don't want to go there. By the time the Sochi Olympics started, the propaganda from the United States was so deep that America's impression of Russia was its lowest point since 1993. But that's when they launched the coup attempt, or the coup, against Yanukovych, as Russia was caught up in the Olympics. And that's what Putin was playing. Oh, and Russia has sent troops and tanks, but they can't show us one picture. Well, why should they? And now Trump, of course, China. Well, if China's not going to solve North Korea, we will. That's all I'm telling you. Oh, why tell us anymore? Because you're the dictator in chief. Hey, what's this stuff with his son-in-law and his daughter? His son-in-law going to Iraq, his son-in-law doing the deal with China. Who is this guy? What's going on here? What the hell's their family doing? They're running this show. It's a freak show. It's America. From Obama to Trump, from Clinton to Bush, it's a freak show. Step right up, step right up. It's one freak show. And that's what was happening. No one seems to be protesting against it. U.S. general warns of more civilian casualties covering Mosul invasion. Nobody cares about that because we got them Syrians and Russians to hate. And they put these pictures of these poor children that were victims of this crime, but not one picture of one dead child from Mosul. Not one picture. Not one photograph to compare to what the slimers in the New York Times are doing. Not one. Not one. U.S. airstrike probably had a role in Mosul. Civilian deaths, commander concedes. Wasn't that nice, huh? Glad he conceded. And, you know, the difference is the way the United States does things. The business of America is war. The business of China is business. Beijing charm offensive curbs Philippine protests. The Chinese economic charm offensive has stifled Philippine protests over disputed waters in the South China Sea. A senior government minister in Manila has admitted. The Philippine government is prioritizing fruit exports, infrastructure investment, and a potential $500 million soft loan to buy weapons over concerns it has about Beijing's encroachment, the defense secretary said. His comments highlight how China has used its financial muscle with receptive regional leaders such as Philippine President Duterte to entrench its control over strategically important contested waters. Highlights how China has used its financial muscle But in the United States, you got these morons repeating this stupid line, with strength comes peace. Nope. Military muscle does not bring peace. It's failed. The facts are there. Yeah, look at Costa Rica, boy. They really flex that military muscle, don't they, huh? Man, what a peaceful place. I guess it worked. Or Switzerland. Woof. Yeah, and they haven't been in a war since when? About 1850s. Yeah. The war drums are beating. OccupyPeace.us, OccupyPeace.us. And moving on, the Trump rally continues. Yep, keeps gaining strength. Based on economic hope and change you can believe in. We're going to severely cut taxes. We're going to deregulate any regulations that's stopping our businesses from making more dough. We're going to build an infrastructure bigger than anyone you've ever seen before. But we're just not going to put the money into it, but it'll look good and sound good. So the Dow Jones average is up 100 points today. Yep. Citi says 5% uptick for global stocks by year end. Says next big downturn is not imminent. Well, we disagree, Mr. Citi. We think there's going to be a downturn, and we think it's imminent. Matter of fact, we see a downturn of about 10%. Because when the Dow dives, the economy will tank. What I've been reading to you and talking about are the three worlds that we look at as trend forecasters. There's the media world, the political world, and the real world. And for the vast majority of society, beliefs are established and decisions are influenced by the mass media headline world. There's stories. That's the headlines. Just like I read to you these headlines from the New York Slime, the toilet paper record. All you have to do is read that headline and you formed an opinion without knowing the facts. You see the photo of that child, your heart saddens, and your anger rises, all subconsciously. Propaganda. And then, of course, the social media sound bites, which now rule a lot of, quote, news. But both of these are steeped in overtones from the political underworld. But they're passed off as news. News you can use. So going back to the market rally, absent real world facts and solid numbers, the Donald Trump stock market rally has entered its fifth month, but it's starting to stall. But the 10% rise in the S&P since he got elected was pumped up by the business media world of economic hype and the political world of hope and change you could believe in. Again, simply and factually stated, U.S. markets rose and global equities followed based on the belief that Trump's lower taxes, removal of federal laws that inhibit business growth and investing in massive infrastructure rebuilding is going to provide a pro-growth fiscal stimulus package that would increase generate GDP growth in the United States. However, GDP is about where it was under Obama, and that is the slowest rate of increase after a recession since World War II. So while Citigroup believes we're not going to see a downturn, we disagree. You know, there's a study came out from Merrill Lynch, and they surveyed investors, and they see stocks overvalued now more than any point since 2001. And according to FactSet, the P.E. ratio, the price-to-earnings ratio, for the S&P 500 is now at its highest level since 2004. And while Citi's pumping, the markets are not going to go down. Investors pulled $9 billion from funds in U.S. equities out of the market at the end of March. Meanwhile, more money's flowing into safe haven gold funds. The other thing, you know, is a thing called margin debt. Keep borrowing money, stock players. You keep building your debt and your margin. So you could keep betting. Well, according to the New York Stock Exchange, margin debt climbed to a record in February. But when you look back in history, when margin debt peaked right before the dot-com bubble burst in the panic of 08. It peaked. So are we near peaking now with margin debt? And then you factor in, unlike any time in American history, any of us that have been around for now or later, we've never seen a nation as divided as we do right now. Again, Trump's popularity ratings at an all-time low for any president in office, you know, during this time in office, so short. And considering the volatility potential, if this market starts unraveling and he comes out and says something like, you know, the fundamentals of the economy are sound, he'll be ridiculed for it. Therefore, he's not going to be able to calm things down. In fact, the opposite will happen. So we're in a very, very tenuous spot right now with the markets and geopolitics. So therefore, we maintain our forecast that gold will remain a safe haven commodity with $100 to $150 downside risk and a $2,000 upside potential when it strongly breaks above $1,400 per ounce. That's our forecast. These are serious times right now. You're starting to see more and more bankruptcies, pay less, a big shoot place. Filed for bankruptcy yesterday. Retail bankruptcies are on target to hit 2009 high. You have overproduction. in China of steel. And you have Trump pumping out the belief that we need more coal. So things are very tenuous. But the NASDAQ just hit another record high. And there's really nothing to support this. Oh, they're saying more jobs. Yep. More jobs is home ownership, by the way. It's down to 1960s levels because young people can't afford them. And the markets are not a reflected base of where society's at. That only reflects the 1% by and large. So, there we have it. U.S. drops 500 bombs per week on Mosul. That doesn't make the news. Hate keeps building against the Syrian government. On the economic end, they keep pumping it up that everything's just great. But then you look around the world, take a trip to South Africa. They just downgraded the joint to junk status as the rand, the currency, declines because their president fired his top treasury guy that wanted to stop the corruption, and he fires 8 other cabinet ministers. Protests building in Paraguay. Look what's going on in Venezuela. The failed power grab. So you go around the world, and Maduro in Venezuela, the Supreme Court ruling that basically said that the parliament, or whatever they call it over there, the Congress, it didn't count anymore. And of course they reversed very quickly as protesters took to the streets, and more people opposed his increasingly tighter grip on authoritarian rule in the National Assembly. And the Supreme Court, prompted by protest from Attorney General Luisa Ortega, the Supreme Court on Saturday reversed key parts of its ruling earlier in the week that essentially dissolve the opposition-controlled National Assembly. Hours after Mr. Maduro said he and his top officials asked the judges to clarify the decision. Again, South Africa, Uruguay, Turkey, Yemen. Tensions heating up between Pakistan and India. Somalia, Sudan. United States increasing its position throughout Africa. You can see where this is heading. More and more war talk. And then again, you have a president of the United States that's becoming a dictator. His family so entrenched in the operations right in front of our eyes. Who can make this stuff up? You can't. It's the presidential reality show. And it's not only him, this clown that we got as mayor in New York, de Blasio, the BS-er. Hey, remember he was going to get rid of all them horses and carriages and all you people gave him the money? Those horses weren't living in humane conditions in New York City? And they're still there, aren't they? Huh? Not that I'm opposed to not taking a stance on it. Personally, I think it's not a great environment for horses. Not against horses doing work, but not in that environment. But he lied his way into office. Now he promises to close Rikers Island, that scandalized jail complex. Yep. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to build a new place. You know how much it's going to cost? Over $10 billion. $10 billion to build a prison. $10 billion. To build prisons. Smaller borough-based jails at a cost of $10.6 billion. These people never worked a day in their lives. That's why they come up with this stupid stuff. They don't care. Just take our money. Take your money and run. You know, give it to our friends, right, de Blasio? Yeah. You give it to your friends to give you campaign contributions. We're at a critical point here. We need to unify against, as I see it, one issue to focus on where our nation is going. The war talk against Russia never stops. And Trump has given the military more freedom to do whatever they want, to kill whoever they like. And for me, it's Occupy Peace. Yep. So, if you have any questions, of course, we would love to hear from you. Our website is trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com. If you're interested in subscribing to the Trends Journal, and we have a discount request page there for those people that are not hitting the record highs as the U.S. market rallies on strong job growth numbers, and you have a lousy job, and we understand. You know, all these bankruptcies I talked about, by the way, I mentioned there's a discount request page again. You know, it's only $99 a year for the Trends Journal, and you get a Trends Monthly, a Trend Alert. We do trends in the news, broadcasts each weekday night. But, you know, the bankruptcies I mentioned, the bigger the bankruptcies, the better it is for we the little people. Because these companies have gained too much control over market shares. You could take, pay less. I remember when I was a kid, there were like 5 shoe stores. There's a Miles, a Douglas, a Tom McCann. You know, individual people own the shoe stores. They sold different shoes and their brands. So the bigger the bankruptcies, the bigger the bankruptcies, the better it is for the individuals to gain more market share. And again, one of those market shares that are going to increase is that as these malls keep closing, that suck business out of downtowns and small towns, it's going to provide opportunities back in these small towns to invigorate themselves Because people are still going to buy things. Yeah, they're buying online, but there's other things you don't buy online. And if you can make it unique and bring back a quality of life that used to exist, people will pay for it. Again, if you have any questions, you want to make a comment, 888-874-4888. So, it's heating up out there. Stay tuned, because it's going to get worse, not better. We have a president in place and an administration of military and multimillionaires like we've never had before. I was optimistic at some point with Trump's talking about not getting involved in more foreign entanglements, but that has obviously changed dramatically. When you have a guy like him, probably couldn't run up a flight of stairs with all that weight that he's carrying on him, saying that if China's not going to solve North Korea, we will. That's all I'm telling you. What do you mean we? Are you going to be part of this? What's the we? Oh, your boy Kushner going to go fight? What's this guy doing in Iraq? Sending him all over the place. We. We means you and me. We pay for the wars with our money and our lives, not them. As far as North Korea, China has made it very clear. They're asking the United States and South Korea to stop these massive military exercises, and Trump refuses. So, could you imagine if China and Russia were doing massive military exercises in the Gulf of Mexico? But that's okay. We'd be bombing them. They were going to be a threat. Preemptive strike. Now we got a call from David in Brooklyn. Hello, David. Come in, David.
Yes, yes. Thank you for your commentary. It's very interesting. You know, I was thinking about de Blasio wanting to spend over $10 billion to create more jails to fill up with mostly people of color, and him wanting to hire thousands of more police and prison guards and so forth. And I was thinking about the possibility of, rather than spending money to do that, why not provide jobs, public service jobs, to do the things that the society needs, to improve the infrastructure, and give jobs to those people who they're warehousing in places like Rikers Island for hundreds and hundreds of thousand dollars each year, on state prisons for maybe $50,000, $60,000, $70,000. I think in Rikers Island, of course, over $100 a day to keep somebody in there for a year. And that would be a better way to spend money than to hiring more police and prison guards and building new jails in each borough. So I was just thinking about that. And, you know, I'd just like you to comment on that.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. I mean, it makes perfect sense. But again, they're politicians. Again, what is de Blasio, what job has he ever had in his life? When did he go out and earn any money? It's not only him, it's all of them, just about. You know, I mean, you got little Paulie Ryan, the What happened to Nancy Pelosi? Any of them. Diane Feinstein. And these people never worked. Little Chucky Schumer. So, of course, I agree with you 100%, but that's not the way politics works. You got a bunch of morons making decisions. What you said is exactly right. And then, of course, on the other end, there's the prison industrial complex that Trump is even building even bigger. Private corporations running the prison systems. I wrote about this 20 years ago in Trends 2000. So, yeah, it's the incompetence are in charge.
Yes, and people don't seem to get it. You know, with the changes in taxes, where the little people, the masses of people are paying most of the taxes now, where the rich and powerful and corporations used to pay a bigger chunk of taxes, and now they're paying less, and the people are paying more with the neoliberal policies. Everything is turned to private interest to run things that should be run by a government entity. I mean, and the people don't seem to get it. They're like asleep with their eyes wide open.
You're right. And they'll argue that their criminal is better than your criminal. You know, that, in other words, my politician's better than yours. New York in 2017, it's the state with the highest tax burden, according to Wallet Hub's study. So, there it is. You know, this just came out. And for a full report, you go to wallethub.com. So,
and the point is that the rich people are not paying the taxes that they should be paying, and the poor people are in a position where they have fees and fines for petty things or increasing parking tickets or whatever, and these gambler casinos inhabited by poor people, and rich people are not paying the kind of tax they should pay to do the services in the state that should be done. And
no, you're right. And the billionaires should be taxed, you know, in the 90 percentile rate. Like they used to be under Eisenhower was president. You know, they didn't have the billionaires like they have now, the multimillionaires in those days.
Yes.
And then again, you make it perfectly clear the tax system is skewed. And look at this other fraud that they do. They give all these big companies tax breaks, loan guarantees, and their buddies, like you saw at de Blasio, to build things. The little people don't get any tax breaks. And like you said, we're fined and penalized for the slightest infraction that we commit. So thank you very much, David. Excellent insights. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for your work.
We're going to be going off the air soon. I want to thank everybody for tuning into Progressive Radio Network. It's the place where you get real news in the world of fake news. So thank you again. And remember, if you want to subscribe to the Trends Journal, trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com. And remember, the future is in your hands. Don't let anybody tell you differently. If they do, they're robbing you of your dignity and your respect. And you own it. No one else does. So thank you for tuning in. See you next week. Sitter ogni biscia o lo ideva, ide viene sempre a calare dal manedene. Se ci picchia, fanno di sera, a calare, picchia mia.